Want to spend more time in the great outdoors? Join our family as we share insights, suggestions, and highlights of our adventures. It's time now for Glampin' and River Roamin' with the Tilleries. Hey, fellow River Roamers, it's the holidays.
Happy Thanksgiving, River Roamers.
Yeah, and of course, the start of the Christmas holiday. We're going to do a little catch-up with you because we got to revisit a river, which isn't always that common in this adventure. It's so little time, so many rivers.
The river was B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah, the Banana River. Not bananas, banana. It is beautiful, and it takes up a large portion of the southern part of Brevard County. And from the waterways, like, it's basically the top part of the intercoastal. Once you leave Indian River County, it slowly becomes other names, right? So it's got the Cocoa, in the Cocoa Beach area, north to Titusville almost, is the Banana River. And where we went in, we actually stayed the night there, got a little motel, hotel, not a Holiday Inn.
Right on.
right on the ocean.
Right on the beach.
And that was pretty spectacular. And so we found our boat ramp based on the proximity of the hotel, which was the South Beach Inn. And the boat ramp was right there in the heart of the 10,000 Island sanctuary. So it was just a bunch of mangrove islands, which we have something like that in Indian River County, south of there, about 2 hours down A1A. However, theirs seemed far more vast. I mean, it says 10,000 in the title. It seems very vast. And you had a lot of folks going in with kayaks and canoes. While we were going in, of course, with our little river roamer, our little bass buggy, Sun Tracker. And we brought four teenage boys. So that added a new element. And it was super windy. But still, we persevered. And I would assume that really back in those mangroves, the people that were paddling their vessels were kind of safe and protected from all those high winds.
Pretty cool and calm out there until you got out on the intercoastal, dubbed the Banana River. It's still the intercoastal, but there they'd call it the Banana River. Down where we're at, we call it the Indian River.
North of there is the Halifax. It's the Halifax.
Right.
So we get the boys. Four teenage boys, y'all can eat. I made 24 sliders, little Italian sliders, brought massive bags of chips, cut fruit, tons of the little oranges. Our son loves them, oranges. And the moment they got in the boat, they were like, where's lunch? And those boys devoured 22 sliders in record time.
Well, you made 24. I mean, we both got a couple, so they didn't eat 22.
Yeah, I never ate one. You never ate one. We had two later.
So we didn't have any sandwiches on the boat, you and I.
I didn't.
I had several when we stopped up at the sandbar at Big Bird Island.
Oh, you helped the boys?
We had sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
Both of us did, yes. Oh. But they did eat the larger portion of all of the sandwiches.
With gusto. Anyhow, and so we found this great island. It was maybe a 20, 30-minute tour.
Yeah, and that was our only goal. We weren't going to go try and fish. We had four large teenagers on the boat. We did not bring Seeger. The pup didn't get to come with us, but we just tooled out across and found Big Bird Island, and it's an area there on that portion of the river where there's a little sandbar and an island, and boats like to anchor out and, you know, party and have a good time and all that good stuff. So that was our goal. We went there, hung out for like an hour or so, 2 hours maybe even.
Yeah.
Threw the football, floated out.
Water was a little bit chilly, but they got used to it pretty quickly.
It was, yeah. It was nice, though. Everybody devoured sandwiches, libations, sodas for the kids. I mean, it was very good.
And then it was interesting. The river was wide up there. I mean, really wide compared to a lot of the rivers that we get to experience. And there were giant vessels, henceforth why we were confident the intercoastal, not to mention the maps, but right. I mean, like giant vessels. And then there was actually, so you're just north of the Patrick airspace.
Now it used to be Patrick Air Force Base, and now it's Patrick Space Force Base.
Space Force. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's north of there. So you know that there's like a lot of bigger businesses. There's a lot of commerce to be had as a result of its geography. Yet there were like these big hills that kind of looked up and over onto the base almost. And then beautiful mansions on that spot. And that was on the western side of the river. Whereas on the eastern side, closer to the US-1, it was all still the smaller structures for housing and business size, right? Like there's not the land to expand and put in a big warehouse. Mm-hmm. But it was, it felt like old Florida, new Florida, just sitting on the pontoon looking left to right. Old Florida, new Florida. But great day. We get back. The boys had driven separate. We get to our hotel room. We're able to check in, securely park the boat, even though it's very tiny parking space. But for what it lacked in parking space, it made up for with the cool footprint, this little hotel.
It wasn't even a parking space. I had to park the boat in front of a
dumpster.
In front of the dumpster. And I had to go in and ask if it was trash day the next day because I didn't want to block the trash truck. But he said it wasn't, so that's usually where they put boats when they go there, so we were able to park the boat there. If not, it would have been very interesting. But the hotel was cool.
And it had a big, big grassy area and different zones. 18 rooms, so different families.
100 yards off of the beach, you just hike down a little trail and you're on the water and you set up shop. I mean, it was pretty cool.
Although the winds were still pretty high, so the boys were out there trying to surf fish and build fires, and they definitely had to improvise. Our son had to take a part of traveling.
I mean, he did the dang
fire pit. He sure did. Dedicated.
Anna and I walked down a little bit, little tool to the
Squid Lips.
The Squid Lips in Brevard County. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I shared a burger at Squid Lips, a couple drinks.
And they have so many koi fish. In the front, this beautiful pond. And then in the back, they have a feeding station, and you can feed
all the catfish.
All the catfish that are there. And they have the lights, so they illuminate beautifully in the water. So that was a pretty cool space and big. I mean, you could fit a lot of folks in there and have yourselves a good old time. And it was within walking distance to where we were. Found this little trail on the way back, though, that was completely like, I don't know. Those weren't mangrove trees out there.
Well, no, they were all, they were mangroves. All very built up around everything. They were all mangrove bushes that they trimmed, and it's a beach access. So yeah. When we were walking back from Squid Lips, we found a beach access that was a little bit more south from where we were at, so we could walk up the beach a little bit. And then that's when we seen the boys building their fire, and it was already going, so they did a good job. Teenage boys, so they got it figured out. But that whole...
That was mangroves?
Yeah, it was all mangroves.
Perfectly manicured, and it was a night of a full moon.
Well, I won't say they're mangroves. Let me rephrase that. They were the olive, like the...
The sea grape?
The sea grape trees is what they were.
The sea grapes, yes. Yeah,
they weren't mangroves. They were sea grape trees.
Yeah. And it's like a tunnel of them. But with the full moon, there were these bright doses of light that shined down in certain spots when it made its way through the broad leaves. Wow. It was enchanting. It really was. And then you walk down, boom, 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 to the ocean. It's right there. And this ocean frontage is a little bit more lenient for dogs, for fires, for everything.
I'd never actually seen this said trail in the daytime.
At all.
But my beautiful wife did see it at the dawn of the morning. Because she did not sleep that night, folks. We met some people. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. Things were happening. I ended up going to bed at some point in the night.
And no, you slept right there outside.
Yeah, but then you said I went to bed.
At like 6 a.m.
Oh, right. It was just before dawn, though. So we had a great time at that hotel. Mm-hmm. Met a nice couple. Met a few people. And we just continued to...
And the boys not only went through 20-something sliders, but...
160 Hot Pockets.
Pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls.
And then we brought the hot dogs and stuff, our traditional thing to do when we go camping, the beautiful Kogels. We brought them so that the boys could cook it over the fire, which they eventually did. But in the interim, they had plenty of little snacks, including 160 pizza rolls. It's just incredible. But truly...
not only that, I mean, they demolished all the other food that was in there,
cookies,
too.
The donuts, all of it. But we all had a great time. And though we didn't catch anything surf fishing, it was still a fun experience. Even though it was high winds, the river roamer held true.
That night we played cards with the boys, too. In their little overhang area and their little porch. Mm-hmm. We played cards with the boys. I mean, that was a lot of fun.
And that was the Banana River. It was technically our 16th river in our adventures. But we weren't with our son, and the weather was bad that time we had gone. So we were excited to do it again, and it was super worth it. Brevard County, Banana River, lots of fun.
Later, River Roamers.
It's time for the Banana River, Camping Corny. Thanks for tuning in.
If you dig it, please subscribe.
And be sure to check us out online at RiverRomanWithTheTillerys.com.